Well, this lady came in and she said, "Son, my car is having problems starting." I said, "Okay." I went out there and I told her, I said, "Yes, ma'am, starter's giving trouble." "No problem." I said, "It probably just needs brushes and bushings and everything, and I fix it right up for you. It's going to cost you $6 or whatever." That's been a long time ago. Anyway, I told her exactly what I knew it would cost to fix her car. I took her home. I brought the car back, jerked the starter off it, put brushes and bushings and everything in it, and fixed it. And it worked like a champ, and I charged her $6 or whatever, just exactly what I told her it would be. I knew what all the parts prices cost back in those days. Well, in a few days, she come back and she said, "Son, after you worked on my car, oil started dripping out on the floor in my garage." I said, "Okay." I checked it. I said, "Well, ma'am, the pinion seal is leaking on the back." She said, "Now, how many of you know that the starter up on the front engine will have nothing to do with the pinion seal on the drive shaft on the back?" "Oh, you know that, don't you?" And she said, "My car never leaked a drop till you worked on it. I know you did something wrong." I said, "Okay, ma'am, let me take you home one more time, and I'll fix your car." So I took her home. I brought the car back. I dropped the drive shaft down, jerked the pinion nut off, went and got a new seal, stuck it in there, put it together, put it back together, and checked it, and made sure it didn't leak a drop, and I took it to her, and I said, "There's your car, ma'am. It will give you no more trouble. There'll be no more oil leaks." Now, how many men do you know that would do that for a little old lady like that? Not very many. But see, I did. I was a man of integrity. I went beyond being of integrity. I did what she expected me to do, because this little woman knew. She didn't know nothing about cars, but she knew it wasn't leaking the oil before. And I worked on the starter, now it's leaking oil, so it's got to be my fault. And so I fixed it for her. And guess what? You have no idea over the next year or two how many people come in and said, "Mrs. So-and-so said you were a fine man and you would fix my car right." There is no telling how much money that made me over the years. Some of them were big jobs. You know, some of them were engine overhauls. You know, she said, "You can trust that man out there. If he does something, and he'll make it right for you." Now, see? Now, then, if I hadn't have done that, that woman would have always believed, "I'm sorry, ma'am, that oil leaked back there on the back. Don't have nothing to do with the starter in front, and I ain't fixing it. If I do, it's going to cost you this much money." I can only imagine what that might have cost me. You see where I'm coming from? So, if you're obedient to serve God, who's in control? God is. That's right. And so you're a man or a woman of integrity. He will take care of it. But the froward heart is an abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their ways are His delight. And after all, who's in control of everything? The Lord is. Yeah, He makes everything. We know well He's in control, don't we, Dave? We do. Okay, let's go on back to the NLT. Now let's go on to verse 21. You can be sure. Wait, what is this? You can be sure that evil people will be punished. Do you want to be evil? Do you think you can be evil as a Christian? You know you can, don't you? You know you can. So all you got to do is break one of His rules. When you break one of His rules, you go from being that sweet, gentle. Now, let me ask you this question. Just like Monday when I went into the post office, I was in there, and there was a big bunch of people in there. For Justin, you know, 6, 8, or 10 people is a big bunch of people in a little Justin post office. But there was one woman in there that had 4 all by herself. 3 boys and 1 little girl. Boy, 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 and a little girl. Now, they were swinging off of everything in there, the racks, the chairs, if the boys did everything, the little girl's trying to do it. She tries to curl up on a rung in a table that's in there, and she falls over and hits her head on the floor and screaming and crying and all the stuff. And they're, you know, pushing each other and all the normal stuff. And I looked over at 2 of the older ladies and I said, "Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to train our children how to love each other?" She looked at me and she said, "I believe you got that wrong." I said, oh, you think you have to train them to love each other? She said, you don't have to teach them how to be mean. She said, I raised some of them little critters myself. And she said, you don't have to teach them how to hurt each other. Isn't that amazing? That when those little kids, when they do what is wrong, I mean, that mother was trying to corral those four little children. And I thought, man, she's got her hands full. There's no doubt. But she was loving and kind in doing that. But when one of the little boys gets a little wild, what does Mama do? Goes over and picks him up by the arm and swats him on the back and says, I told you to stop doing that. Ooh. You think if you get a little bit too wild, God would pick you up by the arm and swat you on the backside? He might do it somehow. It may not be just like that, but it'll be something, won't it? So, is there any difference between us raising our children and teaching them and God training us? No, not any at all. We're all, only the thing about it is, James, you and me are always children. See? We never get grown. That's the way it is. You can be sure that evil people will be punished. I don't want to be evil. But the children of the godly will go free. Hey, if you don't do something wrong, you're not going to be punished. You're going to get to go free. Don't you like that? Yes, I really love that. A woman who is beautiful but lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Have you ever seen a beautiful woman that was just, I mean, outwardly, she was absolutely magnificently gorgeous in every way, but she lacked discretion. And you don't want to be around people like that, do you? I don't. It's amazing. A woman who is beautiful. I'm going to say, though, I believe that when God made a woman and a man, I believe He made all of them beautiful. Because I've learned that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I remember one day in this church, there was a little girl walked in, and in my eyes, I mean, she's just a young woman, you know, but as far as being attractive, you know, in my eyes, I didn't think she was attractive at all, you know. But she walked in, she's walking back there, and this little young man come in. I said, hi, son, how you doing? He said, you see that girl just walked in right there? I said, yeah, I saw her. He said, isn't she the most beautiful thing you ever saw? I said, she's really nice. She's God's little chosen daughter. Now see, in his eyes, she was beautiful. Well, aren't you glad that God made all of our eyes different? Because if he didn't, all of us would think Lisa was the only beautiful girl in the place. See? Yeah. Isn't that something? Then you wouldn't want every man after you, would you, Lisa? Absolutely not. Yeah. So, see, God made us, you know, how come when you were in high school, you would think, you'd see some girl and you think, man, that's the one I'd like to go with. And another guy come up and say, what are you daydreaming about? I said, man, I just think about how beautiful Susie is there. He said, Susie, she's a dog. See? But see, this is what I'm saying about our eyes. You know, God, He put that in us like that so we would all have a desire for a certain person. You know, so that we wouldn't think that. But in His sight, don't you believe, Kim, He thinks all of us are beautiful? Absolutely. Every one of us. You know, He always does. I know that. So, anyway, let's go to verse 23 and 4. The godly can look forward to happiness, while the wicked can expect only wrath. No. If we see people out there that are doing what God says, He says we can look forward to happiness. It doesn't mean during the time we're going toward that happiness, we don't have some trials and tests. You're going to have the trials and tests. You know anybody that's ever gone through life that didn't have some trials and tests? No, I've had mine. Have you had yours? Every day you'll have them. But you and I can look forward to happiness. We can have a happy life. While the wicked can expect only wrath. Who do you think that wrath comes from? From the Lord. Sure, He's God. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy. Now, this don't make no sense at all. It is possible to give freely and become more wealthy, but those who are stingy will lose everything. Now, I've seen people that wouldn't give you nothing. Not nothing. But I don't know, I haven't seen Theo anywhere here tonight, but he said he was going to come by. I hope he does, because I told y'all Sunday, you remember Ruby came up here and said that they needed $3,000 to rebuild that church down there in Jamaica that her pastor was. So we had invited the people to give what they would, and some of them gave some gifts. We had one man give a very nice little donation. But all when I added them all up, it didn't nowhere come close to $3,000. But I thought, okay, I will take all the gifts that everybody gives, and tonight I brought them from the Living Savior Ministries with your gifts, exactly $3,000 in cash. So if he shows up tonight, we're going to give that to them, because what did God say? It is possible to give freely and become what? Now, how many of us want to be more wealthy? How many of us want to have money to give whenever it's necessary? I love for the minister to be blessed so that we can give like that instead of being stingy and say, no, I'm not giving nobody nothing. I'm not helping you. I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm going to keep my money in my pocket. I'm not going to help nobody. But we do what we can to help everybody if there's a need. And, of course, when there's something like this, we give, you know. But we give to the Living Savior Ministries, give to lots of organizations. We give away a lot of money every week. But guess who keeps bringing the money back in? God does. You can't outgive Him. You know, because He says right there, it is possible to give freely and become more wealthy. But those who are stingy will lose everything. Who is it that has control on what comes in, whether you know it or not? God does. I mean, we got to get the fact He is in control, isn't He? God is in control. So, if you do what He says, no problem. There is a set of rules. In fact, I remember a minister that if I were to call his name, all of you would know who he was, because he is a big-time TV evangelist. I can remember several years ago when he first got started in his ministry, I heard him say one time, he said, we were running very, very, very short on money. And he said, we couldn't pay our bills. So he said, the people working at our board came to me and said, Pastor, you know, we don't have the money to pay the bills.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.